Chapter 14, Crimes Committed at Sea. Definition. A crime consists in the violation of a public law either forbidding or commanding an act to be done. One act may constitute several crimes against several jurisdictions, as against the state and the United States and a foreign country. Crimes are classified as treason, felonies, and misdemeanors. Treason against the United States consists only in levying war against them, or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. Felonies are crimes punishable by death or imprisonment in a state prison. All other crimes are misdemeanors. Crimes committed at sea are those accompanied upon the high seas or within the jurisdiction of the Admiralty, which extends over all navigable waters. Such crimes are punishable by the United States so far as the Congress legislates on the subject, and otherwise by the particular sovereignty within whose jurisdiction the offense is committed. Admiralty criminal jurisdiction. The constitutional grant embraces criminal as well as civil cases, and no crime can escape the punishment because committed on shipboard or on the high seas. The provisions of the Constitution in regard to the trial of crimes under the laws of the United States require the proceedings to be according to the practice of common law. So they are before a jury, as in ordinary cases of the ordinary rules of criminal law are applied. These crimes are covered by criminal code. Some numbers. There may also be other crimes according to the law of the place where the vessel may be, or according to the laws of the state or country from which she sails. Merchant vessels are regarded for many purposes as floating portions of the country to which they belong, and of the particular state of their home port. An American merchant vessel in the high seas will therefore continue under the appropriate laws both of the United States and of her own particular state, and while in foreign ports she will be subject to local law. She will never be outside the scope of some law, and although jurisdictions may overlap, crimes committed on board will not escape punishment. We're going to skip down to the fun ones. 9. Piracy. While the majority of offenses undermine maritime law only differ from like offenses on land. In respect of locality, piracy is confined to the water. Pirates are enemies of all mankind, and the offense is against the universal laws of society. There is piracy, therefore, by the law of nations, and those guilty of it are subject to pursuit, seizure, and punishment, by the vessels of every nation. There is also a statutory piracy, which is punishable only within the limits of the jurisdiction which defines it. The pirate, by the law of nations, is an outlaw whom any nation may capture and punish. He is one who, without legal authority from any state, attacks a ship with the intention to appropriate what belongs to it. In other words, his offense is that of depredation on the high seas without authority from any sovereign state. All private unauthorized maritime warfare is piratical, because it is incompatible with the peace and order of the high seas. It is not necessary that the motive be plunder or that the depredations be directed against the vessels of all nations indiscriminately. It is only essential that the spoliation or intended spoliation be felonious, that is done willfully and without legal authority or lawful excuse. In cases of this piracy by international law, it is of no importance for purposes of jurisdiction where or against whom the offense is committed. Such pirates may be tried and punished, and the ship captured and condemned, whatever found. I've completely lost my place. Willfully and without legal authority or lawful excuse. In cases of this piracy by international law, it is of no importance for purposes of jurisdiction where or against whom the offense is committed. Such pirates may be tried and punished, and the ship captured and condemned wherever found. Apart from international law, any government may declare all offenses on its own vessels to be piracy, and such offenses be exclusively punishable by it like other crimes. May be examined in regard to an instance of statutory piracy, while the Emperor's Light, 25 Federation 408, is a very learned and authoritative companion on the modern views of piracy under international law. 10. Brarity. This expression frequently appears in maritime law and includes any act done by the master or crew with criminal intent. Fuck. In violation of their duty to the ship owner and without its convenience. It is a general term applicable to many criminal acts, and therefore not probably classifiable as a crime by itself. The most flagrant form is where the ship is burned, scuttled, or stranded by the master or crew. In maritime insurance, it includes every wrongful act willfully committed by the master or crew, the prejudice of its owner, or as the case may be, the charterer. Inasmuch as brarity... Inasmuch as brarity must be directed against in front of the owner, it cannot be committed by a master who is part of the owner of the ship. Either generally or for the voyage. Thus, in the case of the old... In the old case of the Mercadier versus Insurance Company 8, Crash 939, the master abandoned the voyage in an intermediate port for his own enrollment and advantage, and as a result, the quantity of cargo was spoiled. Fuck. It was contended that he had been guilty of brarity. The court found, however, that he was the owner of the ship and therefore incapable of committing the offense. It held that gross negligence might be evidence of brarity. When it is considered how difficult it is to decide where gross negligence ends and ordinary negligence begins, and to distinguish between, pure accident and an accident from negligence, we cannot think that the British courts have adopted the safe and legal rule in deciding. And where the policy covers the risk of brarity and the fire of the proximate cause, they will not sustain, the defense that negligence was the remote cause. Fuck. I want to come so bad. Oh, fuck. This case contains a quaint quotation from the doctrine of Malines, whose book unites the recommendations of antiquity, good sense, and practical knowledge. The passage follows. Rarity of the master and mariners can hardly be avoided, by a provident care to know them, or at least of the master of the ship upon which the assurance is made. And if he be a careful man in the danger of the fire of the above mentioned, with all the will be less for the ship. Boys must be looked unto every night and day. And in this case, let us also consider the assurance, for it has oftentimes happened that by a candle unadvisedly used by the boys, or otherwise. Here we go. Please. Or otherwise, because the ships were unladen, and they have been set on fire and burnt to the very keel, with all the goods in them, and the assurers have paid the sums of money by them assured. Nevertheless, herein the assurers might have been wronged, although they bear the adventure until the goods be landed, for it cometh to pass sometimes that whole ships' landings are sold on shipboard and never discharged. Oh, fuck. Be careful on those high seas.